I'm at the Byron Bay Writers Festival, and I'm talking to Tori Loudon, who's the Head of Events and Programs for The Guardian. Good afternoon, Tori. Thanks for talking to Arts Canvas.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here in the sunshine, and this is my first festival, and it's fantastic. I'm incredibly impressed, and I feel very lucky to be here.
So what do you do at The Guardian under that particular sort of term of Head of Events and Programs?
So it's a new position. I've only been in it for a couple of months, and I'm in that pretty fortuitous situation where we're still working out exactly what it means. But what it does mean so far is that we run a series of masterclasses, which is very much about teaching people how to do various different skills. Part of what we want to do at The Guardian is encourage people to feel like they can contribute to the debate, that they actually have the necessary tools. So it might be, how do you write an opinion piece with Van Badham, or how do you do data visualization with one of our in-house experts? But also more broadly, it's not just about journalism, it's about writing and reading. So we're going to be taking a group to the Ubud Writers and Readers Festival to do a course with Bridget Delaney, our features editor, but also have a readers discussion group. So it's very much about, I suppose, bringing people closer to The Guardian stories, giving them the skills, and then offering them a platform to also contribute and the conversation and deepen the conversation, which is where The Guardian live events sort of come into place. So, for example, we just had our Middle East correspondent, who's an expert on ISIS, in conversation with some of our journalists about what's happening in Australia, about radicalisation, and we see that as part of our role, about informing people, letting them, as I said, get more of a deeper understanding and insight into topics. But we always have question and answer time, so people can actually, again, ask what, the things that are pertinent to them. First Dog on the Moon, who's our beloved cartoonist, who's a joy to work with, has been here in Byron doing a show. If I do say so myself, it's pretty hilarious. So he will be travelling around Australia, actually. He's in demand. He's going to be at the Brisbane Writers Festival. He's in Canberra. He's in Sydney. So that's another example of the type of live events that we're doing. And then we're in the process of making up, as I said, other things. So we will have a monthly event in Sydney at Giant Dwarf, who's actually owned by The Chase-A-Lot, Julian Morrow, Chris Taylor. But we're going to be working with The Chase-A-Lot in Sydney on this monthly event. We'll do them in Melbourne, and who knows, we may come to Byron. But I think there's an opening and a real interest there from the general public about news, current affairs, what goes on behind the scenes, what actually is really going on. We all hear about, let's say Q&A. But we're lucky, we've got people who've been on Q&A masses of time, and they can talk about, how you are prepared for it, what you are allowed to talk about, what you're not allowed to talk about. So I think it's just about, unravelling a bit behind the scenes, and hopefully demystifying the process about the media and journalism, but also getting people who actually have a real deep understanding of certain topics to elaborate on them. So yeah, it's all very new, and it's all very fluid.
It's not normal newspaper then, is it?
No. So I didn't even talk about The Guardian, which probably would have been a logical place to start, which is the fact that we are a digital newspaper. In the UK, you can still actually get, a printed version. But in Australia, we've been here now for nearly 2 years. It's very much online. But The Guardian has its incredible reputation for its investigative journalism, Edward Snowden, WikiLeaks, all of that. But it's also very broad, because it does cover, a huge range. It's not just politics, it's also culture, it's lifestyle, it's everything. And so that's why, I suppose, in a way, I have the freedom to create these events that are very, very, they will traverse a really wide spectrum of topics, and they will call on a really wide range of different voices. And in fact, we sort of talk about the fact that internationally, we have 43 million readers and we have 43 million opinions, because The Guardian also has this very healthy below the lines comment section where people can, you know, write what they feel impassioned about. And yes, so the whole comment is free part of The Guardian is also, I think, quite unusual for a newspaper. It's an actively embraced part of the, we want you to contribute to the conversation. And we actually harness the general public to do research that no journalist could possibly ever do. So, for example, if they want to do some research into, I don't know, what's been happening about tax avoidance and politicians, or maybe about travel expenses, whatever, often they'll put a call out and say, here are all these documents, and can people actually help, you know, trawl through them all and then come up with, you know, some evidence and results. And so it's a combination between obviously journalists who are complete professionals and experts, but this whole idea of actually using the general public as eyewitnesses and empowering people to feel like they can actually play a role. I think that makes me very happy to work for The Guardian.
It's definitely a media organisation for the 21st century. And thanks for talking to us, Tori.
Pleasure. And, yeah, I hope we'll see more of you back here soon.